You're already in bed, but not asleep by the time I get home. You can hear me downstairs in the kitchen, getting tomorrow's meals ready. After a while, I come upstairs, and I open the door to our bedroom. Just by looking at me, you can tell that I've had a long day, and that I'm extremely exhausted. These days don't happen very often, but when they do, it's pretty rough. I come over, and I kiss you, and tell you that I love you. And I disrobe and head to the shower. It's just a quick shower. I'm eager to get to bed. I come out and I put my cute little shorts on that you bought me last Christmas. I don't sleep with the top on. I crawl in bed, molding myself to the front of you, snuggling into you, spooning. You wrap your arms around me and tell me you love me. You slowly kiss my shoulder and then my neck. And then you work your way up to my ear. A sigh comes from me. Honey, I know that I've been working a lot lately, and I'm sure that you're frustrated, but I am exhausted. I'm sorry. I just don't have the energy. Maybe tomorrow. You nod your head, kiss my cheek, hold me tight, and then start to go to sleep. A few hours goes by. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning. And I wake up with a very heavy feeling on my chest. Groggily, I open my eyes, and you're straddling me, your knees to either side of my shoulders. You're not wearing anything, and your cock is hard and in front of you, in front of me. You're looking down at me with needy eyes, and you tell me very softly, "It's tomorrow." I look into your eyes, and I give a smile, and I nod. My hands roaming up your legs, grabbing your ass. My tongue coming out to lick your cock from the base to the tip. My eyes close as I focus on my work. I am very, very detailed when it comes to teasing your cock with my tongue. I go to the side and I take one ball in my mouth and swirl it around gently, my hands slowly raking my nails down your legs. Moaning sounds coming from my mouth. I am enjoying myself and I'm getting wetter by the second. You can tell, because you know that I love sucking cock, especially yours. I pull back and I move to the other side. One hand coming up to work on your cock. My fingers going around, up and down, giving a little extra attention on the tip. I am very much enjoying myself. As I work on you, you get harder, and it gets you closer, and I look up at you. Baby, please come on my tits. I know I wasn't excited to do anything before, but I need this. I need your hot cum all over me. Please, please, baby, do it for me. I say, and I work overtime. I'm going faster and faster. Your cock in my mouth, my tongue working around, my hand at the base, my other hand on your balls. Eventually, and soon, the moans you've been making as I suck your cock come to a peak. I can tell you're about to come. I pull back and I point your hard cock under my breasts, letting the hot jizz go over them, cover them. Moans coming from me as I feel it. Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah. Oh, that's such a big load. Don't stop coming. Please don't stop. After a few moments, the sweetness ceases to come from you. You sit above me, still straddling me, slightly breathing hard. You roll over to the side, making sure not to touch my chest. After a few moments, I get up, and I go to the bathroom to clean up the mess. I come out, and I snuggle up against you, giving you a warm kiss. Thank you, baby. I guess I really needed that. You always know what's best. Good night. Your arms are around me, and you hold me tight. Eventually, and pretty quickly, we fall asleep. A while later, you wake up to a very specific sensation. You open your eyes. And you look down, and you see me with a giant smile on my face, your cock in my mouth. You know this is your payment for the prize received hours before. Slowly and teasingly, I molest your cock with my mouth. I look up, our eyes meet, and I begin to go faster. My eyes close as I concentrate, forcing you down my throat. I hold it there, my lips at the very base of your cock. I can hold it for a few seconds before I have to come up for air. I then start to move quickly, passing my lips over you, my tongue around you, licking you on the inside, massaging you. I do this until I feel your balls tense. I clamp my lips around you, still working but less intense, soft and sweet as the cum explodes into my mouth, hitting the roof and the sides on my cheeks. A deep moan comes from the inside of my throat. When I'm sure that I've gotten every last drop, I do not swallow. I look up, slowly raising my head. I look in your eyes, and I crawl up you, inch by inch. A smile upon my face. My lips are still closed. You know what's gonna happen. And you know you want it. I straddle you, your dick, even with my pussy. I lean forward, both of my arms on either side of your head, my fingers in your hair. I slowly move towards your mouth, and I give you a soft kiss. My tongue peeks out, licking you very slightly, asking for entrance. Your lips part, and I invade my tongue and your cum flowing into your mouth. I am claiming you as mine, as at the same time, my pussy is grinding against your still hard cock. I am wet and I want you inside me. I shifts and this happens. You enter me and I moan some more, pulling on your hair and furiously devouring you with my mouth. I am writing you and kissing you at the same time, and it is glorious. The foreplay that my mouth has had with your cock has made me ready, and it doesn't take me long for me to climax. I cry out, pulling away from our passionate kiss, and I ride you hard as my orgasm breaks over me. My hands holding your shoulders down. You are mine. Eventually I slow, and I lower myself upon you, holding you with heavy breathing.